Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Time now to head over to the BetQL guest hotline. You can download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Kenny Blake, the head coach of the Howard Bison. They are tipping off the NCAA tournament against Wagner as part of the first four in Dayton. 6:40 p.m. tip. Tonight.
Wow.
Game is tonight.
Congratulations.
Coach Blakeney, how are you? Thanks for joining us, man. We know you're busy.
What are you doing calling me Coach Blakeney, man? Come on.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, congrats, bro.
Thank you. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're excited for you. You know, this has just been such a good two-year run for you. You know, you get to the tournament last year, first time in a long time. Since the early 90s, now back-to-back, never been done before in school history. Beating Norfolk both years in Norfolk to get to to the championship this year. Just a really good run, and it's unbelievable, Coach. And I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but you were so banged up this year with injuries. You're basically playing six guys. Warfield gets hurt in the Dell State Championship, and he only plays half the game, and you're bringing Elijah Williams in. You're basically just playing five guys for most of that second half, and you get it done, man. How are you guys doing it with such a banged-up squad?
Jay, I think, when you look at the totality of everything that's gone through with us this year, we've lost 82 games due to injuries with guys in our rotation. Right. Which is probably unheard of, and especially unheard of for us to be at this point in the season. And it's unfortunately, it became the norm with guys just being out. And it's like, okay, who's going to be at practice today? Because we don't know
right
until we actually start practicing. And it was kind of the same thing with games. We didn't know who was going to be healthy enough to play and who would be ready to go. So it just got to a point where I think the next man up kind of, quote, just became a very natural thing for us in our program. But, wow, what a run. And I just think it goes to show, the type of young men and the character that we have on our team to be so resilient and finding ways when we needed to down the stretch to be really good and play efficient basketball.
You and I were texting over the weekend, especially after the game, and I know you felt like it was pretty much a lock that you guys were going to be in the play-in in Dayton. And I was hoping that you wouldn't be in that first day. I was hoping maybe the second day. How do you feel about playing, obviously on Sunday or on Saturday and then having to play on Tuesday, travel out there to Dayton and play on Tuesday with a banged-up squad? You feel okay about it? It's all adrenaline now, bro.
Oh, I feel honored to have a chance to be able to play tonight. There's a lot of teams that would like to be in our place, and we have that opportunity. I'll say this, Jay, when we were driving up to University of Dayton, their basketball facility yesterday, I got chill bumps, where it was one of those things. It was sort of electric in my body just thinking of all the games that I've seen on, this Tuesday or Wednesday that have been played here at Dayton that have kind of amplified the start of March Madness. Dayton's a basketball city. It's a basketball town. And all the eyes of college basketball will be watching our game tonight. It's the only game that'll be televised at that time slot. Yep. So we will have an opportunity to, I think, really amplify the university, Howard University, and our brand. And, you know, for tonight, it's going to be a 2-hour infomercial about Howard University, which is great.
How is Warfield's ankle? Because he hurt that in the Dell State game.
Yeah, it's a high ankle sprain. It actually happened several weeks ago. So when he came back against Morgan, it was his first time out, really just getting out on the court. I think he might have had one practice before that game. So I am just, like, so thrilled on how well he played, being out for about 3 weeks with that ankle and coming back. And, you know, the word resilient is just another, you know, with him, it's the same thing. The ankle is very tender. It's very sore. So if he lands the wrong way or cuts the wrong way, it's going to hurt a little bit. So he was in and out of the game with Dell State and in and out of the game with Norfolk State, but found a way to keep going. And I loved his expression after the game, man. He was just so emotional because he had put so much into this year. But, you know, he's a guy that's probably missed close near 10 games due to injuries for us this year.
Right.
How do you deal with such a quick turnaround? Jason kind of touched on it, but just in terms of scouting, like, do you feel like you've got everything you need to know on Wagner, your opponent, or do you just go out there and just play your game? That's basically all you can do.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we've done our work in terms of watching as many games as you can watch in probably a 36-hour period or so.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more of a focus on you and your team, I think, at this point in time. Can we be a team that remain in character? Having it be a nationally televised game, are guys going to be auditioning for, you know, professional opportunities or auditioning in our new landscape of college basketball for NIL dollars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to remain in character. We have to play Howard basketball. And if we do those things, I think we'll have a great chance to, you know, play pretty well.
I only saw Wagner play once. I saw him, watch him in the championship game of the conference tournament. You know, they finished down the road a little bit in the conference standings, but they did, and they lost to Coppin this year, and Coppin was 2-27. They were the worst team in the MEAC. Wagner does play good defense. They don't score a ton of points, but they are, I think they're 6th in the country in team defense, allowing like 63 a game. So what did you notice about them when you were scouting them?
Yeah, that's a huge part of it, Jason. When I'm watching them, they're a really solid and sound defensive team. As you mentioned, they're one of the top defensive teams in the country. The other thing is that they're one of the slower-paced playing teams in the country. Their pace is at 361st in the country. So they want to use a lot of time. For them, they've had a lot of success when they've kept their opponents in the 50s. So they want to play a slow-paced game. And for us, we'd like that game to be in the 70s and the 80s. Yep. So it's going to be, as Coach Wooten would say, a fight of two different tempos. Can we get the game going a little faster? And can they slow it down a little bit?
We're joined by Kenny Blakeney, Howard's men's basketball coach. They're taking on Wagner tonight in Dayton. So your reward, if you get past Wagner, is you get to pack your bags, then get on a plane and fly to North Carolina to take on the number one
Charlotte seed,
North Carolina, in their backyard, basically a home game for the Tar Heels. Have you even started to think that far ahead? Or is that just like, let's take care of Wagner first, then we'll deal with the Tar Heels, formidable opponent next?
No, obviously, when you look at the brackets, you know who the next opponent is, right? But it's one of those things, we got to win the game against Wagner. You know, it's just, like I said, it'd be an honor to be on the same court as Wagner. And if we're successful tonight, it would be an honor to be on the same court as the Tar Heels. So, you know, we have to take it. We can't get to game two unless we take care of game one.
Right. Can you kind of give people the backstory on Seth Towns, who is one of your starting forwards? It's kind of a crazy story because I think I heard during the game he graduated from high school in 2016. All right, so he's 8 years out of high school. He's on his third college. He started out at Harvard, transferred to Ohio State, and now obviously in his first year with you guys at Howard. But he's had some injuries. But literally, I mean, he's 8 years out of high school and he's still playing college ball. It's
That's
just a crazy story.
Yeah, he's 26. He's 26. And, you know, freshmen usually check into college at 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he was one of the top players in the country coming out of high school in 2016, 2017. And, you know, chose to go to Harvard and went there, played a little bit his first year. Second year, he was the MVP of the Ivy League as a sophomore, which, you know, I think that's only been done a few times. And then the next couple of years while at Harvard, he sustained a really bad knee injury, which, you know, for a lot of people probably would have taken him out of his career completely. And he was on a path, Jason, that was, you know, he was an NBA prospect and probably would be, you know, 2 or 3 years in the NBA right now if he did not get injured. So did not complete his eligibility at Harvard, had 2 years, I think, there remaining, graduated from Harvard, was from Columbus, Ohio, grew up a Buckeye fan. Mom went to Ohio State, whole family Ohio State fans. And when he was born, the story is the first thing he ever put on was an Ohio State scarlet and gray outfit. So – it's in his blood. It was something like a lifelong dream for him to go to Ohio State. So he chose to go to Ohio State over Duke and other schools once he was in the transfer portal. Played one season there and sustained a little bit of an injury and could not complete his other years of eligibility, but got a master's degree from Ohio State. Took last year off to just kind of rest his body and his mind because so much had gone into becoming a good player that I think he just needed a break from basketball and from everything. We got a call, you know, in the spring that said, hey, Seth Towns may be interested in coming to Howard. And I had known the story. Tommy Amaker, the coach at Harvard, is a mentor of mine. I followed Seth's career. I knew everything about him. I knew even his stuff that he's done out in the community with his social justice work. You know, so he fit everything that we embody with our basketball program. So I wanted him, Jason, if he was a basketball player or not, because I just thought that he could be a great mentor, a great, as we call him, Uncle Seti to our guys. When he came to Howard, he hadn't even started to really play competitive basketball. He was just doing shooting drills and starting to move a little bit and seeing if his body could sort of kind of, you know, react to what he was kind of going, the exercises he was doing.
Right.
So we have a great physical therapist at Howard, a guy named Bobby, that he started to work with. And slowly but surely, he started doing some one-on-one, started doing some two-on-two, started doing some three-on-three, half court. And sure enough, you know, he jumped into practice one day and we were like, oh,
he's
a little different.
Right.
Yeah, he's a little different. So this is a great part of the story. One of my really good friends, and he's one of the part owners of the Charlotte Hornets right now, Jason Goldblatt.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Had the same knee surgery that Seth Towns had. Mm-hmm. And he and I were talking about, like, how can we, you know, do things to protect him. And so there's a brace that Jason Golbat, he plays every day, wears.
Right.
And, you know, I asked Jason, I said, hey, do you think that would help Seth? And we were able to find a brace. And he's been wearing this knee brace that has given him so much security and comfort throughout the year.
Hey, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he had he averaged 14 a game for you, so he's obviously putting up numbers. And
I was going to say, here's a great thing. Mm-hmm. The dude practices every day. Doesn't want to miss a rep, doesn't want to come out of the game, doesn't want to come out of practice. It's been unbelievable.
All right. Well, Blake, we're all going to be watching 6:40 tonight on True TV against Wagner. Good luck, and hopefully, you know, your boys stay healthy, shoot the ball well, and hopefully we're talking later tonight about a matchup against the Tar Heels, bro.
No doubt, man. We're going to let it fly.
Yes, you are.
All right, man. Best of luck, man. Coach. Pulling for you out there. It's Kenny Blakeney, Howard's men's basketball coach. They take on Wagner tonight in Dayton. So be sure to fill out your brackets. Valdez has posited your bracket is invalid if you're not picking the first four games. So get those filled out. Don't forget, coming up at 8:45, we'll talk Washington Capitals hockey with Alan May. Next, we'll do EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.